This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, we are joined by the big man on campus, by Dr. Zinner, who you probably all have heard of. He is the founding CEO and executive medical director at Miami Cancer Institute. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here and to come back home. So I was born and grew up here in Miami and was away for a very long time, and it's a pleasure to be back.
So what sports did you end up appreciating? Because I heard you were up in the Northeast
as well.
Yeah, you
were at Harvard for a bit.
Yes, so I spent the last 22 years in Boston, where
A lot of victory. Yeah.
They've done okay up there the last recent times. Let's put it that way.
I was a season ticket holder at Fenway.
So. Good for you.
Great sports team.
Great sports town.
Sports town, yes.
Well, now we're trying to bring some of that magic down here, as you are as well, bringing your magic to the Miami Cancer Institute down here. Now, we keep hearing this term all morning long, high tech and high touch. So tell us what that really means.
So we're pretty fortunate to, when we were designing the Miami Cancer Institute, we tried to put everything we could under one roof. And in fact, that's what we've done. So every piece of equipment that's ever been made to treat cancer, every device that's been made to treat cancer, every kind of therapy for treating cancer is all under one roof. And we can say with a straight face, we're the only place we know of in North America that has all of that equipment under one roof. And that's the high-tech part of it. But anybody who knows someone with cancer, and we all do, either we've got a friend, a relative, maybe themselves, and who has cancer, knows that that journey is a complicated journey. So in the same building, we've got psychosocial support, and yoga therapy, massage therapy, nutrition therapy, so that we can help the family as well as the patients get through that tough journey.
And you talk about helping the family as well, and a lot of people don't realize this. Once you're diagnosed with cancer, it's not you just go in and you get your chemo, or you go in and you do your treatments. This is something that sometimes is possibly like an 80 to 100 time over and over and over again, and families have to get up basically and transplant their lives, especially coming from South Florida, having to go either up into Jacksonville or having to go into Atlanta, Georgia. So it's not just the diagnosed, the people that are suffering from the cancer. It's the families as well that end up having to uproot their whole life and their whole root system and go ahead and transplant themselves and move elsewhere. So the fact that it's all here under one roof and our own hometown here back down in South Florida, able to serve Latin America and the Caribbean community as well, is phenomenal.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what we tell folks. When I was in Boston, I used to treat a lot of people who left South Florida and would come to Boston or New York or Houston or Baltimore. You don't have to do that anymore. You've got the best kind of care right here. Not only that, you get the best kind of care and you can sleep in your own bed. That's such a help to the patients who have to navigate this tough disease.
Yeah, I don't know if people realize we've been sharing some of our own stories this morning. I know I'm a survivor myself, but when my father's a survivor, when he was diagnosed, he had to go to MD Anderson to get proton therapy. At the time, of course, Miami Cancer Institute didn't exist. I had to go to Moffitt. Miami Cancer Institute didn't exist. So had it existed, of course, being able to stay right here would have been a huge help. And you mentioned that you have the proton therapy available down here. I don't know if people understand what a big deal that is in and of itself and how many gajillions of dollars that thing costs.
So the gazillion of dollars is about $120 million.
There you go.
And, each machine, and we have three.
That's right. So we have all of that at the Cancer Institute. And so that folks on the air understand what that means, that we treat cancer three primary ways. Surgery, we cut it out. Chemotherapy, we poison it. And radiation therapy, we burn it out. But when you burn it out, you got to be careful just to burn the tumor, not the normal tissue around it, not the normal stuff. And that's most important for children. So if you've got a kid growing up, you don't want to stunt their growth or interfere with their brain function. And that's where proton therapy is most useful. And we're very fortunate. We treat a lot of children, a lot of kids, unfortunately, who have this disease.
But it's fortunate to have that option for families here in South Florida. And Romberg mentioned that cancer affects the families as well. You know, it's one thing for the patient themselves. If they're an adult to take off work or the child to take off school, but you're not thinking about all the people around them that also have to do that, and the parents who have, of course, their own responsibilities and are trying to pay bills, and they're having to take their kid to treatment, to radiation day in and day out, and being able to do that right here on your home turf.
You're absolutely right. In fact, if you had to have that kind of treatment someplace else, you'd have to get a motel room or you'd have to rent someplace. I mean, that's what we want to be able to help our own folks here in South Florida.
Yeah, they're going through enough, so just keeping some sort of normalcy throughout their life. Their mom's allowed to go to that hospital. Their dad's allowed to go to work. He's allowed to come back and visit. And he doesn't have to take time away, nor does he have to travel and get hotel rooms and worry about all the stuff that is basically a giant distraction when it comes to trying to help get somebody better within your family.
And that's why I want to thank you all for doing this. I mean, it's a little bit about raising money, and sure, I understand that. But it's also about awareness and getting people out there to know what's in their own community. And, gosh, thank you guys for doing that.
Well, we appreciate everything that you do for this community. And for those of you out there who do want to help, any little amount helps, whether you want to donate a dollar or, as Zaslow said, $1 million, that would be great as well. All of that money goes directly to the Miami Cancer Institute. The number, 786-777-2222. Or you can go online, heathelpcure.org. Again, there are multiple places that you can donate online. You could donate directly to Zaslow's Dribble Drive later this afternoon, where he walks 13 miles, and he's going to start out at Miami Cancer Institute. Are you going to be there to see him off on this insanity?
Absolutely. I'm going to be introducing him at the beginning of the Dribble Drive and sort of watch and see how he's doing it. Boy, I wish him well.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't need your services about halfway through, because judging by the looks of him and his athletic ability, he's definitely going to need a lot of moral support.
I've heard you guys talk about his training, and when he says the training is going, walking from the parking lot here,
he has not trained at all. So it'll be very interesting this afternoon. But again, it's all for a great cause. The number once more, 786-777-2222. Dr. Zinner, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, welcome home, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome home. We're happy to have you. We're happy to get you out of Boston, get you out of that wretched place. We'll have plenty more from the Radiothon when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.